Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowgirl volleyball. They are 6-2 in the Mountain West, 14-6 overall, getting ready for a road trip to UNLV in New Mexico. We've got 6'1 junior outside hitter Tara Traffigan joining us here on the program. Tara, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So I heard you had a lab that you were at prior to this. What lab are you in?
It was for fundamentals of health and fitness assessment, and so I was actually at CrossFit 7220. I did a little mini workout as a nice warm-up before practice today.
So on Monday, did you go to that presentation that they had for UW student-athletes, the CrossFit Challenge thing?
I did not get to go. I was studying for a test that I had this morning, the guy did go speak at CrossFit 7220, so we did talk about him a little bit today.
Before we get into stuff, I was looking at your bio and I saw, you know, you were valedictorian of your class there at UMA, but you were part of the International Thespian Society. What was that? Was that something you were interested in? Are you still interested? What was that all about?
Well, it was a small town, so everyone kind of did everything. So being in the drama club was pretty cool. My brother did it. I did it. My sister was involved. So I don't know, it was just something for fun, helps pass the time, something to do in a place where there wasn't a whole lot to do.
So you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I wasn't like a lead singer or anything. I kind of had some minor acting roles, but I'll still belt out a tune every now and then, you know.
What's your go-to song to belt out?
Oh, gosh. Something Adele. Me and my brother always sing Adele with each other, so like anything dramatic and like, where you're a bad singer, it really exposes you, but something fun like that.
That's the fun part of singing, you know, like doing karaoke. Karaoke is not for really good singers. Karaoke is for bad singers that think they're good, right?
No, exactly. That's exactly what we do.
you've mentioned your brother a couple times. Are you referring to Austin, who played football here at Wyoming, correct?
Yep, the very same.
Better athlete, in your opinion, you or your brother?
Definitely me.
Okay.
Plain and simple, it's me. Don't listen to whatever he says, it's me.
Well, I mean, the numbers have bared out. I mean, you had over 100 kills as a freshman, sophomore. Last year, you were all conference and tied for the lead in kills. This year, you have 166 kills, which is second on the team. I mean, the numbers bear out. What has led to your success, do you think, playing for the Cowgirl volleyball team?
I think the coaching definitely has a lot to do with it. You know, like I mentioned, I came from a small town. My club team wasn't the greatest, you know, and so I didn't have a lot of good coaching. I was pretty raw, like lots of raw talent coming in, but I wasn't very refined. And so I think the coaching staff has done a really good job just getting me more refined and just helping me be successful at this high level.
You know, I've done couple of your last games. I did the Air Force game and then the game against Utah State where you guys just dominated. And just the depth that you guys have, especially attacking, is unbelievable. I mean, you go up and down that line. I mean, there are so many players that are just good attackers. What has led to that? Is that just recruiting the right types of players? Because, man, any night one of you guys can go off for, you know, double-digit kills.
Yeah, exactly. That's something, like, that's a skill that we have that a lot of teams don't have, you know, as our depth and our ability to score from any position. And I do think that goes back to recruiting. You know, Chad does a great job getting similar types of people to come here. You know, it takes a special person to come to Wyoming. We all get along so well, but he just does a great job of bringing good, talented players that, you know, might get overlooked by a bigger school and just turning them into someone that can be a threat in, like, any situation.
What do you guys have to do to continue the momentum that you built at home these last 2 weeks and take it out on the road?
It just comes down to going out and competing, you know, not taking a game off and just treating every single game how we might treat, like, a CSU or an Air Force at home. Coming out with that competitive fire and just not backing down and, you know, having a little bit of ego saying, like, you know what, I'm going to prove, like, I'm better than you. And, like, I want to be at the top of this conference, and that's what it's going to take to be at the top of the conference.
Tara Traffigan joining us, outside hitter for the Wyoming Cowgirl volleyball team. Chad Callahan, I was talking to him earlier today, and he said, going, you know, one of the big things that you guys have to take with you out on the road is first contact, that first pass. How important is that first contact when you're receiving the serve?
Honestly, the first contact is everything, because if you don't have a pass, then you're probably not going to have a set, or, you know, your set's going to the outside hitter, and the other team knows exactly where it's going. So creating that first contact, getting it to the setter where they can set anyone is crucial because that creates the splits and the blocks, and the setters see that, and they're what makes the hitters successful. You know, it all starts with the pass, and we couldn't do our jobs as attackers without both the pass and set.
I asked Reed Copeland this last week. Would you rather have a big time kill or a big block to get a point?
I mean, both are pretty great, but I think I've gotten to the point where a big time block
I
don't know, being on the right side, I started blocking more than I did in like high school. And I just love it. You know, you kind of shut down a hitter. It's like their big go-to outside, and you just get a big block, and it kind of shifts the momentum a little bit more than a big kill might.
You guys have put yourselves in position. I know we're almost halfway through the first round of Mount West games, but you guys, you know, are a game back in that loss column in the standings. Do you pay attention to that sort of thing, or do you kind of know where you stand in the Mount West right now?
I mean, I think kind of have a general idea. Like we all know we're kind of top five, like all sitting in there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of tied right now, as you mentioned. But I don't think anyone pays too much attention, like, oh, we're one game back or we're two games back. You know, we just try to go out and play. Like, if we're being honest, I don't even know who we're playing the next week half the time. I'm just focused on what I can do to be the best that I can be. And we just kind of focus on ourselves and how good we can be, and we think the rest will fall into place.
You've alluded to it a couple different times. Coming from a small school in Colorado, you were the 2A player of the year, winning a state title in volleyball. You were all-state in track and field. You were all-state basketball, winning a state title as a senior. What was your favorite sport playing? You know, you're obviously playing volleyball, so that's the best one. What was your favorite sport?
I would say volleyball is my favorite. I mean, up until my sophomore year of high school, I would have said basketball, but some things changed, and I just started to enjoy volleyball a lot more, and that's probably why I put some more focus into it, you know, improving my skill and then getting to this level.
Do you think you could still go out and throw the shot right now?
Ooh, I might throw out a shoulder if I try to do that.
A little different keeping in shape for the shot put as opposed to volleyball, right?
Oh, yeah, way different.
Last one, I'll leave you with this. You mentioned, how much did having an older brother who played football at Wyoming, did that play a part into you wanting to come to the University of Wyoming, or was that a separate decision?
Actually, it's kind of funny. My mom tried to convince me to come to camp up here because, you know, my brother was here and I could stay with him. And I was like, no, Mom, like, I don't want to go where Austin's going. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be different. I want to be, like, my own person. And I, like, really actually didn't want to come here at first just because Austin did. And then as soon as I got here, I realized what a great place it was and how awesome the people were, and just it just felt like home, you know, and I realized why my brother liked it so much, and it was really convincing.
Tara, it was a pleasure visiting with you. I know you got to get to practice. Have safe travels this week, and we'll be watching the Cowgirls, seeing if they can get a couple wins. Thank you so much.
Thank you.